Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic, as usual, is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column. This one is called Computer Addiction, Technology, and Me. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide. Just Google Bruce Salen or A Dad's Point of View. We also have a special guest today, Dr. David Surrenda, who will be talking about his new and very interesting book, Safe in the Arms of Love. It's about the mysteries and issues and problems of bonding with your babies and the original music that he and his co-authors have created to help with this. And it's about much more. Wayne Levine will bring his unique point of view for the men's room, as will Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters. A full and very interesting show. I hope you'll stay tuned for all of it. You can listen to any of my shows, however, or read any of my current or past columns by visiting my website, brucesalen.com. Please follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and if you haven't already, please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. Facebook is a very important tool for parents to know what their kids are doing. Learn about it. Try to befriend them, but keep quiet if you do. I also have a new Twitter chat going that is called A Dad's POV. You use the hashtag, which is the number sign, followed by A-D-A-D-S-P-O-V, and you can follow a chat with other like-minded dads and moms. It's every Thursday evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. East Coast or Pacific Standard Time. And it's a great way, as I said, to meet other parents, to interact directly with me. And it's a really interesting forum that's developed in the last year or two on Twitter. So if you're using it, try it out. My book is out. It's actually on Amazon. I can't believe it. You can buy it now for Father's Day in the book or Kindle form. Other e-reader versions are coming. You can go to the store at brucesalen.com where you will get the best deal. And like I said, it is a perfect Father's Day gift. There's a website special on my show, on my website that's actually cheaper than Amazon, where you get a very cool poster free with your order at brucesalen.com. So, computer addiction, technology, and me. Truth, technology has me in its grasp. It won't let go. Is this computer addiction? I didn't realize that I was a victim of this until I reflected on my growing use and dependence on it. Saying I'm a victim is an exaggeration, since I'm really its beneficiary. And it's changed my life, social media, computers, technology, and such, mostly for the better. My second career is a total result of the opportunities that modern technology and social media provide. But it affects my life, and it affects my family life. My younger son recently said to me, simply and with no malice, "Dad, you're completely addicted to your computer. See? It's there in the back seat. You're always on it." Now, of course, I protested that it's my work, and it isn't always. And I replied that wasn't that the same exaggeration I do when I accuse him of always watching too much television? He just gave me a look. The truth is, it's his perception. And our kids' perception of us is really what matters, not necessarily the hard facts. And it made me think further about this addiction or this issue with me and my tech devices. One thing that happened recently was I went on a trip with my wife to Southeast Asia. And while I was there, I bought a package, they called it, of internet time on the cruise ship. The speed was lousy and the cost was outrageous. I mean outrageous. I complained as if this was a life-threatening issue. I got extra minutes. Whoa. But wait a minute. It isn't a life-threatening issue, and I was supposed to be on vacation. What is the truth, the reality for technology and me, or for you for that matter? Let's start with the fact that I love my second career as a writer, radio show host, and now first-time author and website co-creator. I get up every morning between 5 and 6 a.m. no matter when I've gone to sleep, and I can't wait to check my emails, see what website comments have been posted, choose and post my twice-a-day musings on my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, read any Twitter mentions that may have been posted, schedule my round of tweets for the day, chat with friends across the globe, or just begin writing something new. Yeah, I'm just out of breath just writing and reading this. But I'm not addicted. Not me. I have a smartphone that I check very regularly when I'm away from my laptop. When I was in Southeast Asia, I was excited by the occasional free Wi-Fi that we stumbled upon in some port. I was as excited about that as the extraordinary sights and the other experiences we had. I sat on ledges in those ports with my laptop in my lap alongside the cruise crew, who were doing the same thing, and they were video chatting via Skype, iChat, or another program, or just text chatting with their friends. And I was sitting there. I'm on this luxurious cruise, and I'm sitting on a ledge in some exotic port because I get free Wi-Fi, but I'm not addicted. No. My Boomer Tech Talk partner's reaction to this, because I asked her, was the following. She said, and I quote, "To me, addiction would be someone who is truly not working and is sitting on Farmville." Farmville, just in case you don't know, is a popular online game. "It is my job. I'm in a startup period with my first book just published." By the way, go to the store at BruceAllen.com to get info or purchase it, or go to Amazon. Once again, as a shameless self-promotion, it's called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. "But my job involves my radio show, which is growing. We're getting new stations all the time, and my continued work with Boomer Tech Talk. But so this is only temporary." Now, the fact that it's been like this for over 2 years, that doesn't matter. It's just temporary, don't you think? Hold on a sec. I'm getting a text. Hang on. I'll be right back. No, I'm not getting a text. I'm trying to make a point, because if my phone was buzzing because I put it on silent while I'm doing live radio, I would probably pick it up and look at it while I'm trying to juggle being coherent on the air. I would say I'm attached, to use a kinder word. And like every other addiction or obsession in life, the goal, of course, is to find balance and boundaries. I love what technology is giving to me and to my work. But of course, life is more than emails, texts, URLs, Twitter, and Facebook, isn't it? Technology is an inescapable and a wonderful part of modern life. It can help everyone with his or her work. I'm a big advocate. My website, Boomer Tech Talk, is about all the things that boomers can gain from and many in my generation resist. We can communicate better with our friends and our family, and we can even learn to be a better parent by virtue of modern technology. Yet life has a yin-yang balance that must not be ignored when one thing becomes too dominant in a daily routine, or that someone really can't do without it. That is truly the real test. Can I do without my tech? The answer, honestly, is mixed. When I'm skiing, which I do a lot, I was skiing yesterday morning, my 38th day of the season, believe it or not, on June 1st, because Mammoth Mountain, where I ski, has 600 or had something like 650 inches of snow. Do you realize that's like 55 feet? It's unbelievable. When I'm skiing, I'm in heaven, and I'm not thinking about the next article, the email, the text, or the tweet, or the radio show, or even my book. But when I'm on the lifts, I'm checking my phone. Here I am. I take off my gloves, I pull out my phone, and I'm checking it, and I'm responding. And sometimes I'm writing a text on the chairlift right as I'm getting to the exit, and I have to very quickly put away the phone, put it in my zippered pocket, put on my gloves, pull out my poles, and get off before I crash. But I'm not addicted. It's not that big a deal. The truth is, I need to improve on that balance. I think we all do. I need to put my technological toys and tools away more often when they've got me in their grip. And maybe sometimes I need to just read a book. When your kids say something about you, denying that it's a reality is just kidding yourself. That is their perception. My younger son and I have had an ongoing issue where he thinks I favor his brother. I don't think I favor his brother at all, but I have learned to pay attention to it. And yesterday we spent the day together in a marvelous way, and a really cool opportunity came up where I may be speaking at a conference in New York. And I told him, because I knew he wanted to go, that I would take him rather than his brother. And he looked at me with just this great love. And maybe I made a big stride in convincing him just by that gesture that I wasn't favoring one over the other. I just favor whichever kid needs or deserves the attention. At least that's my belief. But like this technological addiction, if your family is saying to you you're addicted, you probably are to some degree. And there's no doubt that I am. I get so excited every day, as I said, to get up and do my so-called work. It is work. Your family is your family. And finding that balance is the challenge for all of us. I know Wayne Levine, who's my next guest, will have his own thoughts, including the fact that he's tired of me talking about technology altogether, but it is something that is very present in my life and my work, a little different in his, though he utilizes it, I think, to great effect as well. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me and motioning me with that finger of his that it's time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We'll be right back.